Thank you very much, Mr. Salama. You are right. Perhaps it is not the time to go very forward. However, I would like to stress that since 2019, this committee was at the forefront of moving towards a predictable calendar. And here I'd like to really pay tribute to some of my colleagues who are not here anymore. At the time, during these past 8 years where we've been discussing, as you know, ways to move forward in this ensuring the effectiveness of this system. As far as concerns this committee, we're already implementing steps. It's true that this is a process, and it has to be made clear, perhaps to states, and I think perhaps those who are parties also to other instruments will also be informed that, you know, this will be a lengthy process. There are some immediate steps that can be taken at this point. And this committee is already moving towards these steps, towards the implementation. But other committees will also have to adopt their 8-year calendars. And then in a next stage, these calendars will also have to be sort of synchronized and coordinate between them. So this is a big... It's a big work, and having followed it, we are aware of that it is a big work. But what we are pleased to see is that at least on behalf of the treaty bodies themselves worked hard with the office and came to a common understanding. And this has not been very easy. But there are some common elements which I think now will be built upon. The chairs have already requested that the office build upon these. Mr. Salama is right in saying that now state support will be needed. So we'll be reaching out both to the third and to the fifth committee in the fall. But if member states understand and agree, as I see that many delegations here have been favorable, have had a favorable reaction towards these small developments, but important ones, then this, you know, along with an agreed formula that the office is preparing, could then be fed into a new General Assembly resolution. But let me say, Mr. Salama, that will not stop this committee from working. We will continue our work, as you know, in that. I want to thank all the delegations here for their very useful comments. I'm happy to see that there is a support for the way that the system will be moving forward, and in particular, this committee. We will continue to engage both with other regional mechanisms and bodies as we have done in the past. That has always been fruitful, and we're continuing to do it. I think in this fall again, we will have a meeting with the European Court of Human Rights, and that perhaps will be followed also by meetings with our the African systems of human rights. I want to thank the delegation of Morocco. I see Switzerland here also, the co-facilitators. Their report greatly helped this process move forward. And all of you for your attention today. I just want to stress in the end that we need to work together with you, states parties, and we look forward to both your comments and your assistance in our work. Thank you very much, and thank you to all the secretariat, to all the officers, to everyone here, to my colleagues, and this meeting is adjourned.